I invite you to open your Bibles and turn with me to the second book of Moses, the book of Exodus. We'll read from chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. We'll start reading at verse 21. As we've sung from Psalm 78 and in the previous verses of this chapter, the Lord describes all the plagues that he sent upon the Egyptians. And now they are getting ready for the last plague to descend and their deliverance to occur. So we read the word of God from Exodus 12, starting at verse 21. Then Moses called all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go and select lambs for yourselves according to your clans and kill the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. None of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to strike you. You shall observe this rite as a statute for you and for your sons forever. And when you come to the land that the Lord will give you, as he has promised, you shall keep this service. And when your children say to you, 'What do you mean by this service?' you shall say, 'It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. For he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians, but spared our houses.' And the people bowed their heads and worshipped. Then the people of Israel went and did so as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. At night, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry, for there was not a house where someone was not dead. Then he summoned Moses and Aaron by night and said, 'Up, go up from among my people, both you and the people of Israel, and go, serve the Lord, as you have said. Take with you your flocks and your herds, as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also.'" So far, the reading of God's word. Beloved congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, on the 15th day in the first month in what is estimated to be the year about 1446 BC, a monumental event occurred. On that night at midnight, God sent the angel of death to Egypt to slay all the firstborn sons of men and all the firstborn of the flocks and the herds. And throughout the whole land of Egypt, there was wailing and weeping and loud lamentation. And why all this death? Because the Egyptians defiantly dared to rebel against the Almighty. They dared to disobey God's word. And on that night, all the Israelites were huddled together in their homes. No one dared to leave, because if they did, they would be sure to die. Because the Israelites knew full well that they were no better than the Egyptians. They had forgotten the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of their fathers. And they had served the gods of Egypt. They had committed spiritual adultery in Egypt. And so they deserved to be slaughtered just as much as the Egyptians. But on that night, God would graciously spare them, providing that they would believe and providing that they would act according to that belief. They would be spared the slaughter of the firstborn, providing that they stayed in their homes and providing that they put the blood of the Passover lamb on the doorposts and lintels of their homes. And then when the angel of death would pass through the land to execute God's wrath in Egypt, then he would see the blood of the lamb on the doorposts of the homes. And because of the blood of the lamb, the angel of death would pass over the homes of the Israelites. And the Israelites did as they were told. And they were saved by the blood of their lamb. And while the angel of death was going about his gruesome task, the Israelites ate a last hasty meal. They ate while they were standing on their feet, with their belts fastened, with their feet shod with sandals, and their staff in hand. They ate the Last Supper in Egypt, ready to leave on a moment's notice. And why did God command them to eat the Passover in this way, standing, girded, shod, and staff in hand? Because this was going to be the night of their deliverance. God told the people of Israel that through the death of the firstborn, God would bring deliverance for his people. He would deliver them from their bondage to Pharaoh and the misery that they experienced in Egypt. And again, the people of Israel believed what God said, and they celebrated the last Passover, the Passover, and they ate and they drank the Last Supper in Egypt in readiness of their deliverance. And while the people of Israel are eating their Passover, there's a cry in Pharaoh's palace, and there is a defeated man. Through the death of all the firstborn in Egypt, and even his own firstborn son, Pharaoh knew that he had been conquered by Almighty God, the God of Israel. And he realized he was no match for God, and so he surrendered. And he summoned Moses and Aaron, and he said to them, "Up, go away from my people, you and all the people of Israel. Go serve the Lord as you said. Take your flocks and your herd. Be gone, and bless me also." And all the Egyptians urged the people of Israel to get out of the land as quickly as possible, for they thought, "We will all die." And then on that evening, then, the Israelites experienced their deliverance. They were graciously spared God's wrath through the blood of the Lamb. They were also graciously delivered from the tyranny of Pharaoh and the misery of Egypt through the death of the firstborn. Now, that event, beloved, happened 3,500 years ago, and it was but a foreshadow of greater things that were to come. Some things which, from our standpoint today, have been fulfilled, and some that are still awaiting consummation. We know that Christ, our Passover lamb, has been slaughtered, but the angel of death has not yet come. And I say this figuratively, in light of what we read in Revelation 16, where we read, "John heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, 'Go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth.'" And in Revelation 21, verse 9, we're told that these bowls are full of the seven last plagues. And you need to understand that the book of Revelation is drawing heavily upon the book of Exodus. And the plagues of Revelation are similar to the plagues of Egypt. And just as Egypt experienced the plagues of God's wrath that led to Israel's deliverance, so God's wrath is going to be poured out upon this world one day, and we will all be delivered. Now, in the book of Revelation, the seventh and final plague ushers in the day of judgment. In this time, the six bowls of God's wrath are being poured out, but the seventh bowl is yet to come. And we are still living in the expectation of the judgment. We are still living in the expectation of our full deliverance. And so my question this morning to you, beloved, is, are you living in readiness for the day of judgment? The Israelites, we said, had to eat the Passover standing on their feet, shoes on their feet, belt, their girded their loins, staff in hand. They were to be ready for the coming of the angel. And what about you, beloved? Are you ready for the coming of the judge of all the earth? Before the Israelites celebrated the Passover, they had to put the blood on the lamb on the doorposts of their homes. In a moment, you're going to come to the Lord's table. And I must ask you, what have you done with the blood of the lamb? What have you done with the blood of Christ? There's an old gospel song based on Revelation 1, verse 5, and Revelation 7, verse 14, that asks the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Beloved, if you have been washed in the blood, then you are most welcome to come to the table of the Lord. But if not, then you must first apply the blood, so to speak, on the doorposts of your homes. That is, you must seek the cleansing that comes from the blood of Christ. And brothers and sisters, as we come to the table this morning, let's do so with the eager expectation that our Lord Jesus Christ is going to come soon. And we will celebrate this feast with him in the kingdom anew. And so let's celebrate also with the eager expectation of Christ's coming. He will bring judgment on the world. But when Christ Jesus comes again, he will usher in the fullness of our deliverance. Amen.